Did you do more today than you were expected to do?
Than yesterday?
Well, I know you did more than yesterday.
Yeah, no, I mean, it definitely has really progressed a lot more than last week. You know, last week I was just trying to get range of motion back. I didn't anticipate to lose that much strength, you know, in that shoulder. But, yeah, I mean, this – yeah, I mean, it's a lot better than where we were at last week. So, you know, hopefully that's a positive indicator moving forward.
Mike said yesterday he didn't think you'd do anything until at least Saturday. So did you talk yourself into some drills today?
Yeah, well, that was news to me. I thought I was going to, you know, be able to at least go today. And, you know, I was able to talk with him and we were able to work something out and just see how it progresses throughout the week. So it feels good and obviously better than last week, which I think is most important.
What's the balancing act of getting it rested and still building our strength?
That's exactly that. You know, we just try and be smart. I think, you know, last week I really wanted, you know, to be out there, and it might have been a little early, but, you know, this week I feel like, you know, as long as we're smart, and, I mean, obviously you hope for the best as far as landing on it or anything else that could set it back. You just, you know, you have to be smart, but at the same time take your shot. So you just hope for the best, but, you know, it's moving in the right direction, so hopefully that's good news.
Is there anything you can wear? I mean, some guys have worn harnesses in the past. You didn't. It doesn't look like you've tried one, at least that we, when we're out there. So,
yeah, really, I think most people wear those harnesses when they have, you know, like issues with their shoulder or labrum or something. But this is kind of with the AC joint and the surrounding muscles and everything that attaches, the ligaments there. So I don't know if a harness is really going to do all that, you know, all that much. So we've talked about it, but we might throw a little kinesio tape on there and see if that helps. But really, it's just about getting the range of motion, strength, and, you know, pain tolerance all in check.
Clay, if it's about being smart and if you're honest, would it have been smarter not to tough it out and not have played last week where there are plays where we can all see you literally not using your left arm?
Yeah, I mean, it was my decision to go out last week, and you know, last week we didn't put on pads, being a short week, so I was real encouraged with getting the range of motion back. But like I said, after the first three plays, it you know, wasn't where I was at, so we stuck with just you know, coming in on passing situations where, you know, hopefully I can at least do something. But even in, you know, that role, I was still limited. So no, I didn't set myself back, which I think was a positive coming out of the game, so I don't feel like, you know, I lost any, you know, momentum moving forward. But, you know, you're just happy to make it through, you know, when you're dealing with something like that. But, you know, we're that much ahead, and like I said, we didn't have any setbacks last week, so I think that's the most important part.
But you guys have done a pretty good job on Russell in his four starts against you. His numbers are not like they are against everybody else, but is it safe to say at pivotal moments he's been able to get away from you guys and make plays?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you look at the film, anytime somebody sacks him on second down or third down, he finds a way to complete those third and 20 and those 30-yard completions that really are devastating on drives. And he finds a way to do that. He obviously does that with his legs. I know early in the season he was, you know, limited with his ankle and knee injuries, whatever, you know, whatever it was. But he's, he looks like the Russell of old. And, you know, he's playing well, and their team's playing real well, especially coming off that big win versus Carolina. I know they have probably a lot of momentum and they're feeling real good about coming in here.
Play, how big of an impact is that going to be to have Nick this week, at least this week is what we're told?
Yeah, that's huge. Nick's been playing, you know, just tremendous football this year, really, you know, showing, you know, why he was, you know, first overall several years ago, and you know, he's not only great in the, you know, pass game, but run as well, and he's always had big games against Seattle, and what he brings to the table. So it'll be difficult, but we got some guys, you know, hopefully who are willing to step up. Dayton, obviously Julius's role continues to get expanded. Yeah, I mean, we just hope, you know, hope for the best. Hopefully he comes back, you know, sooner rather than later, but I know it's a, you know, tough deal for him.
Clay, you played with that club cast a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And you hated it.
Yeah.
And you didn't feel like and then you negotiated your way into a smaller cast, mm-hmm. and break your thumb again. What is he going to be up against if he is able to come back?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't want to speak for what he's going to deal with, but just, you know, playing the same position as a guy who's in a cast. And, I mean, really, anytime you're limited to, I mean, one hand, it's difficult because pass rushing is all about, you know, your entire body. So anytime you lose, you know, something like your hand, it's going to be real difficult. So it's probably going to be very frustrating for him until he can get into a smaller cast. That's when I felt like I had a little bit of, you know, myself back. So, You know, but hopefully, you know, he's been playing great this year. So hopefully, looking forward, he's at least, you know, half the player or more that he has been. I think we'll be all right.
Clay, when you say it was your decision to play last week, what all goes into that? Like, how does that process work?
Well, I mean, you know, usually after an injury, you meet with a doctor just to see the prognosis as far as, you know, what type of scans you have and everything, and then you talk about the practice week and how you foresee it going, and then. You know, you kind of speak again on Saturday after we're able to run through things, and you know, I felt like I was, on the ready to rock, and you know, even with Doc's cautious, you know, approach, but you know, the players, you know, it's funny because the players will always say they're ready to go, even when they're, I mean, a little bit of pain. You know, 99% of the time, you know, we want to be out there, so that's generally the approach we take around here.
How many other guys would have gotten away with that?
With what?
Being able to. Talk themselves onto the field.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, if the doctor
says
you can't hurt yourself any further, I guess
right, yeah.
That's an non-starter. He didn't, in that spot.
Well, he didn't say that. So, no, I, you know, like I said, you know, it might have been the smart thing to do, but, you know, fortunately there weren't any setbacks, so hopefully no one else has to have any of those fun talks with the doctor.
Is this one of the more diverse offenses you guys will face as far as the number of different things they can attack you with?
Who do we play? What? No, I mean, well, you know, yeah, to answer your question, I think Philly not too long ago was that same type of offense, but fortunately, much like that game, we were able to dictate kind of what they had to do, and hopefully it's no different this time around because you're right, they have a number of playmakers, different ways in which they can beat you, not only running the ball, but, you know, end around, fly sweep, you know, just with their zone read scheme and what they're capable of doing, it does present a lot of problems, and you see a lot of those you know, a lot of those wins they have, I mean, they pile on the points because, you know, they're in charge. But they've also had three games where they haven't scored a touchdown. So it's, you know, it's encouraging to the defense. And, you know, hopefully our offense continues to show up, put points up on the board, and puts us in an advantageous position on defense. And, you know, hopefully Sunday night, it's another win for us.
When you look at their old line, kind of in flux, do you feel like that's a match that you guys just have to win?
Yeah, I mean, obviously... You know, they got a few first-year players, you know, converted players. That's one of those positions that, you know, we expect to, you know, take advantage of, have success, however you want to look at it. But really, it's across the board. It's not just that because, I mean, they'll find ways to beat you. You know, I know however many sacks they've given up, they've also, you know, found a way to be, what, you know, 7-4, 8, whatever their record is right now. They're playing really well. So, but it's, you know, we want to get them in third and manageable, you know, distances so that way we can dictate, you know, we can really get after the quarterback and keep him in the pocket, keep him from extending plays and making those big plays you're accustomed to seeing with them.